Worship and ministry in music and dance marked the opening of the New Testament Church of God's 2026 convention, reflecting the theme Re-engaging the Great Commission, Come Up Higher. Outgoing Administrative Bishop of the New Testament Church of God, Wendell Davis, in declaring the convention open, highlighted the legacy of past conventions.
In 2014, the theme was Living the Word in the Spirit of Pentecost. In 2015, it was Hitherto Had the Lord Helped Us, For We Are One. And that was our 75th anniversary. In 2016, it was Go, Reach, Preach, and Teach. In 2017, it was a national church commissioned to make disciples. In 2018, we were reaping the harvest with supplication, prayer, and intercession. In 2019, it was finished with Pentecostal power. In 2020, it was a season of restoration, revival, and renewal with Pentecostal enablement. In 2021, it was fruit-bearing season. In 2022, it was Arise and Build, Discipling Disciples. In 2023, it was Arise and Shine, Rebuilding Walls and Discipling Disciples. In 2024, it was Rekindle the Fire, Let It Burn. And in 2025, it was Awake, Put On Thy Strength.
Outgoing Administrative Bishop of the New Testament Church of God, Wendell Davis. Dr. Bishop Earlmont Williams, President of Bethel Bible Jamaica, shared a message of hope from Isaiah 6 with the theme Ascending to Your Assignment. Bishop Williams stressed that God's mission calls for the church to be a place where His glory is experienced through worship. Bishop Williams stressed that God's mission calls for the church to be a place where His glory is experienced through worship. He explained that for the church in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to move forward, believers must experience deeper spiritual growth.
The mission of God requires that the church becomes a place where God is experienced in His glory, where worship truly takes place. Do you hear me, church? In many local churches, worship has been replaced by performance. Our focus has shifted. We are zeroing in on certain things of the world, on material wealth and possessions. We have lost our perspective. Oh, Church of God in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, for you to go into the next season, you have got to be engaged in spiritual elevation. God does not lift us merely to change our position. He lifts us to change our perception. When our perspective is elevated, the next movement becomes inevitable.
Bishop Williams cautioned that many people allow material possessions to make them feel self-sufficient, as though they no longer need God.
And the thing about it is that many of us with our big houses, big cars, fat bank accounts, nice clothes, we come to church and we pop style on God because we are still at ground level. Oh God, we are still at ground level. When we come up higher, our clothes doesn't mean anything. When we come up higher, our homes are not significant. When we come up higher, we say we love. Brother, I love you. And sometimes you kind of qualified. I love you with the love of the Lord. That same brother, you pass that brother walking the street in Kingstown. And you know you have a whole heap of space all over the place. And you pass the brother by. I know some people not easy. I have to balance it. But sometimes some of us, we have become too big for God.
Bishop Dr. Earlmont Williams, President of Bethel Bible Jamaica. The convention continues tonight at 7 p.m. with guest speaker, Second Assistant General Overseer Bishop T. Wayne Doherty. The convention will climax on Sunday, April 19th, with mission ordination services at the Arnisvale Playing Field. I'm Narissa Sandy with today's special report.